Now this morning we're going to think about identity.
About what it means to be God's people. And about Jesus' identity. We've been thinking about his birth and his coming to earth as a human. And today we're going to think about his identity. So I thought to start with, it might be good just to think about how we recognise ourselves. So I've got some things that, there's some faces here, rather scary pictures of particularly me, but things that have my identity on them that people need to see to find out what my identity is. So let's have a look at the first one. The picture coming up. Yes, that's a very scary picture. Would you let that person into a country? I don't know. Passport photographs, but we need a passport. It says who we are. It says where we come from, and it lets us go to other places. It has that awful thing like our date of birth on it, which we don't like very much. But it does run out. We have to renew it every so often and renew our identity on our passport. The next one, please. Oh, this one, another scary photograph, but slightly different hairstyle. This one's run out now, but this was my identity as a student. I needed that to borrow library books. I needed it to get discount off things. It was an identity that said I was a student. The next one, please. Another one, another scary photo. This one says, this has my identity on it again, and this has my photograph, but this one says I can drive a car. It permits me to drive a car, and people want to see that. They want to know who I am and whether I've got that permission. And then another one, and this one isn't me. See if you can spot who this one is. Oh dear, Ali, they laughed louder at yours than they did at mine. This is Ali's work pass. Lots of us have badges that gets us into work that says who we are, that makes sure that people know who we are, that we're in the right place and that we're supposed to be there. So I thought that was a good way of thinking about identity, but I'm going to ask Barney to come and help me now. I can see him, he's there. Now, we all know that when we come to a church function or go to somewhere where they don't know us, what do? They get you to write your name on a white sticky label. So here we are, Barney. Oh, not going to peel off now. There we are, Barney. So we know that you're Barney, but what else do we know about Barney's identity? What else do we know? Can anyone tell me anything else about Barney, who he might be? Anyone know anything? I've got quite a few here. If you're not going to tell me, I shall tell you. Well, I know that Barney is a brother. So there we are. A bit more of your identity, Barney. Anyone else know anything about Barney? Have you got a clue now what there might be else on here? Well done. I've got that one on here. Beekeeper. You said somebody would know that, Barney. Barney likes bees. He's a beekeeper. Any others? Somebody knows Barney's identity quite well. That one's going up there, cyclist. Now then, I know there's somebody here will know the answer to this one. He's a husband. Now then, I've got three more left. Anyone else? Friends, yes. Rachel, did you see that? A friend, yes. Friends to lots of people. We're running out of space, Barney. I'll let you put that one on. You can choose where that one's going. He's a father. I haven't got that one down here, but I have got something else that he is. Not got that one, but we could put that on. Uncle. Now then, there's one here that's on my piece of... Have you seen it, girls? You can't cheat. Go on then, tell me what it is that we do. Are you half Australian, Barney?
Yes, my father's Australian.
Oh.
In fact, some of those nieces and nephews are in Australia.
There we go, half Australian. So if Barney was to wear an ID badge, much as I had lots of different ID badges, he's lots of things to lots of different people and has lots of different things that identify him. Barney, thank you for being my willing volunteer. So That was just a fun way to introduce thinking about our Bible readings this morning, because I want you to listen to our Bible readings. We've got one from the Old Testament, which Alan and Barney are going to come and read in a moment. But it's talking about being God's people. Talking to the Israelites, Isaiah was talking to them and identifying them as God's people. So have a listen and see if you can find out what identity badge those people might wear. Barney and Alan, who I still can't... Oh, yeah, he's over there.
We're keeping Barney fit this morning. Walking to it from. Yes, our reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 43, beginning at verse 1. And it was written about the people of Judah at a time when they were in danger of losing their identity. So listen out as we read about what God is saying to his people about their identity. They were living in Babylon, far away from their home in Jerusalem, and it had been very hard. They found it difficult. They'd been tempted to lose their identity and become just like the Babylonians. God wanted them to resist and to remain distinctly different. So it's Isaiah 43, beginning at verse 1. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob.
He who formed you, Israel.
Do not fear, for I have redeemed you.
I have summoned you by name. You are mine.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you.
When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned.
The flames will not set you ablaze.
For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour.
I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Sheba in your stead.
Since you are precious and honoured in my sight, and because I love you, I will give nations in exchange for you.
And peoples in exchange for your life.
Do not be afraid, for I am with you.
I will bring your children from the east.
And gather you from the west.
I will say to the north, give them up.
And to the south, do not hold them back.
Bring my sons from afar.
And my daughters from the ends of the earth.
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory,
whom I formed and made. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the name of God.
So, I'm going to create now some ID badges. First of all, we're going to think about what God's people were. Now, I know I've got some volunteers, because as soon as they saw these circles, they said, could they help? So who's coming to do the first one? Both come then, both come. I'll have you both at the same time. I'm not going to choose. You need to peel off. So we're going to make a badge. This is a very large identity badge. You can pull them all off, yep. Did anybody spot anything that they said in the reading about God's people? And give them to me, that's it. I'll have the bits of paper. Oh! That's alive this morning. It's jumping out my pocket. Right, so it said, in the reading, it said that they had been called by name. So can you put that one on? That God had created them. The longest one's coming up at last, so you need to go there next. With them in disasters. They were treated as being precious and very dear. And that God was their God, the last one. So those people, and this we could read this for us today. Let's hold that one up. If we were wearing this identity badge, we've been called by name. God has created us. We're precious and very dear to God. God is with us and with them in disasters. And God was their God. God is our God. So that's an identity badge for the people in the Old Testament. But that reads for us today. Now then, you can sit down for a minute and come back and help me in a minute, because we're going to make one for Jesus. But you need to do some more listening. I'm just going to read now the other reading for today, which is about Jesus' baptism. And we learn a little bit about Jesus' identity from that reading. So I'm reading from Luke chapter 3, verses 15 to 17, and then 21 and 22. Everyone became excited and wondered, could John be the Messiah? John said, I'm just baptizing you with water, but someone more powerful is going to come, and I'm not good enough even to untie his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His threshing fork in his hand, and he is ready to separate the wheat from the husks. He will store the wheat in his barn and burn the husks with a fire that never goes out. While everyone else was being baptized, Jesus himself was baptized. Then he prayed, and the sky opened up, and the Holy Spirit came down upon him in the form of a dove. A voice from heaven said, "You are my own dear son, and I'm pleased with you." So we've done the identity of God's people from the reading. Can we think about Jesus' identity a little bit more? You going to come and peel these off for me? Oh. Yeah. Oh, don't put them on the floor.
Can you peel the
sellotape off? Got a moment here. I'm having a moment. The sellotape came off. Stick that back on. Right, the paper. Thank you. Right. So, can anybody tell me, was anybody listening, can anybody tell me what we learnt about Jesus? We should know this one. We shouldn't have to really hear the reading. The first one, yep. He was baptised. Yes, he was. He was baptised, but he was also told he could baptise with the Holy Spirit. That's what we learnt about Jesus. Not that he was going to be baptized, that he could baptize. He was more powerful than John. He was going to be more powerful. There was an interesting one, because he's talked about him, about threshing and things, not really very understandable, but it means that he can judge, that he has the position to judge us. Down a bit. And the final one, the most important, my son. God called him my son, my beloved, as the dove came down. Thank you, girls.
Hang on. Which one? No, that one's sure.
Don't worry.
This one.
We'll be there in a moment. Thank you.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. I'll hold that one now. Thank you very much. Thank you. So, if I was giving from our reading, if I was giving Jesus an identity badge to wear from that reading, it could say a judge, someone who was more powerful than John, someone who could baptize with the Holy Spirit, and God's son. So Jesus, in his baptism, just as the people were told in the Old Testament, knew who he was, who he'd been called to be. So let's think just a little bit more about that before we come to another song and our prayers. So Jesus, John must have been quite shocked when Jesus arrived, thinking, hang on, this person's more powerful than me. Why would I be baptizing Jesus? Why would I be washing him with water? He's more powerful than I am. And he, in some gospel readings, we hear that he said, you should be baptizing me. But actually, Jesus came to be baptized because he was starting that ministry on earth, that human ministry, and showing the people what was to come, that he was coming to cleanse sins from everybody. So in his identity, in baptism, he took on what he was going to become, the person who'd come to save all of us. And he said, I will be baptized with water, but I will be able to baptize in the Holy Spirit. He came as a judge. He came to cleanse people, to purify people, to enable us to be free from our sins. So Jesus was no ordinary man. His identity badge was nothing ordinary. This was the start of his ministry, and he knew who he was in God's eyes. By baptism, each one of us can know who we are and know what our ministry is. We're all called to be part of God's family. If we go back to Isaiah, we're all called by name. We're all created by God, and we're all precious to God. So in baptism, just as Jesus was called by God to start his ministry, we're called to follow Jesus. But we can only do that in the power of the Holy Spirit. And there's only one person, and it says it on his ID badge, that can baptize us with the Holy Spirit, and that's knowing Jesus and having Jesus in our lives. So today, when we think about Jesus' baptism and who we are, our identity with our friends and our family, let's think about who we are in God's eyes and just ask God to refresh us anew with his Holy Spirit, that we can continue being his children, named by him. So I'm just going to end now with a short prayer, and then we're going to sing about being part of that big family of God. So let's just be still for a moment. Dear Jesus, you are God's Son. You came to baptize with the Holy Spirit. You know us even better than we know ourselves. Help us to grow in your Spirit, day by day, all through our lives, rich in the gift of your love. Amen. And we're going to sing now, Big Family of God. And there are some actions, so if anyone wants to come and help me, that would be good.